So let's wrap up the show with a wrap of the weekend's sport. Mwanda Mateza, EWN sport reporter, joining me in studio. Let's start with the rugby. Unfortunately, the Springboks couldn't replicate that victory over the All Blacks.
Good afternoon, Mandy. Yeah, that was actually quite a little bit of a disappointment because the Springboks had the upper hand going into this past weekend's game. And it was an all-black team that was there for the taking. And I think they will rue their missed opportunities. It wasn't in any way near the all-conquering, all-dominating all-black side of the past that we were all so afraid of. And I think this time around, the Springboks probably outthought themselves. Because they tinkered with a winning formula from last weekend in Mbombela, and they just shouldn't have done that. If you look, there were five changes that they made for the side going into this past Saturday, and four of the guys that came into the starting lineup were off the field by the halftime break. So it was just one of those things where I think they probably did a little bit too much and tried to be too clever, if I can say that, in trying to beat the All Blacks.
I do think that people have a tendency to blame the ref, and that happened again.
Oh no! No! If you look at South Africa's errors, there's plenty there already for them to have lost the game. I don't think the referee should even feature in the conversation about whether we won or lost. You look at the penalties, for instance, that Jasper Visa conceded on a late tackle on Aaron Smith. That was stupid. That was needless. That was a brainless moment that nobody needed.
He said he didn't hear the whistle.
Yeah, I get it. And it's a very loud stadium. There's 61,000 people, and I get there's moments in it. But you put yourself in that position, you might lose.
So, look, the focus from the football over the weekend obviously has been on Kaizer Chiefs and Manchester United. Anything you'd like to say about that?
Oh, absolutely. if the Springbok defeat soured my mood this weekend, those two results absolutely lifted me. Kaizer Chiefs and Manchester United both lost 4-0 over the weekend. For Chiefs, though, I am a little bit saddened because I am a fan of Arthur Zwane, the coach. And you can see that he is trying something. You can see with the team, for instance, that they are playing good football. They're just having a little bit of an up and down season with inconsistent results so far, having lost 2 and 1-1. But the one victory that they had was very convincing. However, this weekend, Sundowns are just on another level to every other South African side, and we need to just accept that. It's cool, we can go out there and play, and we can try our best, and we can try to win. However, the fact is Sundowns are just that much better than everybody else in the league. And as for Manchester United, oh my word.
Bottom of the log.
And as it stands, no Manchester United player scored a goal this season, for instance. Their goal from the last game was an own goal. So I'm not sad to see them struggle. However, it's going to be a mountain to climb for them.
It really is.
It is going to be a really bleak and dark season for Manchester United and their fans. It doesn't seem like it's going to get better anytime soon. Because like, you look at Brentford. Brentford are a decent team for a side that has just come up, 2 seasons ago. However, the way that they were outplayed, it was 4-0 in actual fact within the first 35 minutes of the game. That was absolutely shocking for Manchester United. And the worst thing, I think, for them is that you didn't see any of the players seeming like they want to play or like they want to be involved in the game. And there were some silly, silly errors. And
Well, I think for me, the most exciting part of the weekend was the punch-up at the end of the Spurs-Chelsea game. So.
Oh, yeah. I forgot that you're a Spurs fan. That was quite cool. I actually enjoyed the drama. Would have backed Conte, though, to win.
Mwande, thank you very much. Mwande Mateza, EWN sport reporter, having a look at the weekend sport for us.